Test. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Sounds good. Looks good. Feels good.
Millionaires a sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes. Score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me cause she don't know the difference between this and them. Nah, you about to witness what freedom is, so now I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Costin. Sit around and grab a drink, you talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me when it drop, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got when it's Tuesday, I be locked in.
You, my friend, I've seen you disheveled a few times in our illustrious life career, if you will, because you know, the Hodge and I, we predate the pod.
That's true.
We predate the pod.
That's
but
right.
You are having
it's been a long
a couple weeks
of,
okay, first of all, welcome to the sports show. At sports show podcast. Two S's in there. Don't get fooled. Sports show podcast.
Yeah.
Sports show TV on the YouTube. I think the handle is also at sports show podcast as well on the YouTube. But please subscribe to the channel. Thanks to the three of you, the three new subscribers.
Hey,
are you?
How you doing?
Thank you. We really appreciate it. Of course, CJSW 90.9 FM. We're doing the show next week.
Right.
Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, all of that jazz. We're here. We're there. But, okay, I get into the car today.
Right.
And I look at you, and you have,
like
your glasses, the stem, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Okay. The stem, the ear holder.
Yeah, the ear holder.
One of them's off.
One's
it's out.
Broken.
It's gone.
Done. Nowhere to be found.
And then you tell everyone.
Yes,
give them the
it's
quick
been
rundown.
A crazy couple of weeks. I lost my ear pods that I got from work for like having a phenom year. They're like, here, you MAGA, like here, take these at $300-$400 ear pods, whatever they were.
Amazing.
And I lose those at the local Starbucks because I was trying to be a good guy, and a good friend of the programs, a good friend of ours, Big Data, and his family were right in front of me.
Oh, nice.
I said, hey, I gotta pay for their coffees. Well, I take my earphones out, I put them down, never to be seen again. Fine, no problem. I'm very upset about it. One of my pet peeves is to do stuff like that. Then my glasses, me and the little guy go for a little walk or go for a little coffee with old Cousin Jim.
Old Cousin Jim.
And glasses gone. Somehow they've been lost at Indigo. So now I'm down a pair of glasses. I'm down earphones. I can't hear you. I can't see you. And the phone, yeah, that took a bounce too. So ladies and gentlemen, it's been a week. Who cares? This right here, what we're doing right now, this is the most important thing. Episode 250.
Wow.
We did it.
A quarter of the way to the big 1G.
Exactly.
We've done 250 of
this
these.
This is it, man. 250
Holy
of them.
Crap. We're committed.
We love this.
Love it.
And we love the roster. We love the fraternity. We love the guys and the women that listen in.
Yeah,
but
we
you know
do.
What Jake Paul doesn't love?
Hmm.
Losing to Tommy Fury
last
week. You know me, I'm perusing the nets. He's all over the internets, right? Because he was actually kind of a gracious loser in that fight, where a lot of people thought he was going to be a complete little problem child, as his little nickname is. He was going to be a problem. He buys a gift for Tommy Fury and his daughter, new daughter. He's like, here you go, a little something. People are like, who is this guy? I can't believe it, right?
You know what? In all jokes aside, I can see that.
Oh, yeah, I totally see
it. Yeah, I can see
game,
it,
right?
Yeah.
Well, he ends up going to a Miami Heat game. Runs into a friend of his, kinda, not really. Floyd Mayweather's there with his entourage.
With the crew.
And they're like, hey, aren't you the guy that kind of stole my hat and made a big scene at your brother and mine pay-per-view a couple years ago? He's like, no, I'm the other brother. And he just bolted down the street. So he had a little issue there, loses with Tommy, and then the excuses are starting to come out a little bit. We got this one from South Carolina, George. We love you. He sends us this text where Jake Paul now is coming out and saying, here's one of the reasons I think I lost. It wasn't technique. It wasn't anything. It wasn't that he had a longer jab. It wasn't any power. It was that he had a wet dream 2 weeks prior. He goes, all that testosterone, gone. I kind of see where he's coming from, but when you're using the wet dream in your 20s as your excuse into not being able to do something, it's a little bit of a problem.
So, Rosser, we're not joking, actually. That is a legitimate headline.
headline
that he put in. So I have a few questions.
Sure.
Number one, most important.
Yeah.
What was the dream?
Yeah.
You know, because
that, it could have been anything at that moment.
That must have been one heck of a dream. Yeah. Whoever she was, Jake Paul, that's a great dream.
That's a nice dream.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Listen,
you know, Rocky's coach said the same thing in the movie. He said the same thing. Don't you be going after Adrian and doing all that stuff and blah, blah, blah.
I get that. I get the testosterone buildup, this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, there has to be someone on his team that says, listen, you can't come. Don't use that one.
Yeah, it's not the best excuse.
Like the injured arm,
right,
and battling the flu.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Hey, we went through a pandemic.
Hey, we get it.
You got sniffles? No one can say anything.
Well, especially now. There's everyone's getting sick every week, it feels like.
It does.
Because you've been, I get it. But that one is,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could you imagine using that for work? It's like, sorry, I can't come in.
Listen, Mitch, I can't come and do the pod today. Why? Listen, 3 days ago I blew my load, man.
Sorry, man.
And I'm not feeling it.
I don't have that energy.
Yeah, but you know what though? That would not surprise me.
Yeah.
In today's world, because I feel people already are using that excuse,
sure.
Except they're just not saying that.
That's exactly.
But they're just like, I can't come into work today. I'm not feeling the 5 days this week. Exactly. It's not, I don't know if it's for me.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
It's a me day.
I need to take a me day.
Oh, man, so funny. Like, think about it. He's basically saying, Tommy Fury didn't beat me up. A wet dream beat me
up. So does he hide his underwear after that? Like, you wake up in the middle of the night, you're like, I can't have this on the books. Like, what do you do? Like, you go back to when we were, like, 10 years old, and you, like, shove it, like, behind the dresser because you can't let your mom know about it.
But you got to remember, this is why NDAs were created, right? Like, you know, his entourage saw it. He's like, hey, you signed it. Too bad. Go and throw it in the hamper or do what you got to do.
Yeah. Going back to that Mayweather thing.
Yeah.
Okay, Mitch. Everyone's like, on the one end,
yeah.
If an entourage is coming after you, yeah, you might want to run and
yeah.
get the heck out of there, sure. But do you, though?
You know what? Because of the persona that he's tried to create, it did look very bad. The second is like, where's his entourage?
He looked like planet Earth. Or you know what he looked like? If you go for a walk and you like randomly see a coyote,
yeah.
right? Or an animal and they like run 10 paces and look back and they're like. the jog back and around the park.
Yeah.
Like, dude, first and foremost. You got people recording you. What do you think's going to happen?
Yeah, man. It's going back to, like, where was his entourage? Like, you know, it's almost like wrestling in a little bit. It's like, you know, when the cameras are on and when you want the cameras on, you mm-hmm. got the whole mm-hmm. thing. You're stealing the guy's hat. You're running away. All of a sudden, he's like, wow, what a great basketball game. And he's, like, walking back to his car by himself, and he's like, oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, no. Logan, oh my God.
There's like 50 guys.
That... Floyd! Cole, I can't believe, were you sitting? I thought that was you. No, I'm good. The hat, oh my God. And just go. He had no choice in that moment.
I got the hat right. Buddy, listen, I don't care what anyone says. Call me insensitive, call me whatever. What a coward. First of all, people are recording you. Second of all, this guy who's 5'7", 5'8", basically towers over Mitch, is walking up to you. You're like 6 feet or whatever you are, 200 pounds by the time you hydrate, really? And you just book it. Like, here's the other thing. This is how stupid he is. I would have loved for Floyd to hit me.
I couldn't agree more.
You're staring at a guy right now who's worth quote unquote the proverbial $1 billion. His net worth's probably $500-600 million when it's all said and done. But here's a guy who's worth a lot of money, the most accomplished prize fighter of all time.
Easily.
Yes. That's the guy you want to punch you in the face.
Yes.
Okay? So you can sue him. Yes. And here's the other thing. A week ago, you just got punched in the face.
Right.
You know how to take it.
Yeah.
What just happened here?
I agree with that. But you know what? I just...
Hey!
How about the other side? You're both boxers. Like, get a little altercation
get
going.
A spicy,
and get a little, and then all of a sudden, your pay-per-view is bigger than your brother's. Like, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's... He just wasn't ready. He's like, can we do a different... Can we do a different take? Take two? Can we try this again?
This is the way he ran away, ran through the fence and stopped.
Well, you know, hey, listen, man, 50 on one, I don't care who you are. It's still, I mean, see why he was a little nervous.
Excuse me. Yeah. Kevin Bacon and Footloose had no problem.
That's true. Took on four guys.
Okay. No, and same with LaRusso and the Karate Kid. No problem.
That's right. That's true. That's, you know what? Good point.
Okay.
Good point.
So, hey.
Hey.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on. Bring it over. Speaking of fighting, we're, 18 games remaining, maybe 17, depending on what team you are, in the NHL. Let's get over to Dump and Chase. Ladies and gentlemen, the NHL is coming to an end. The best part of the NHL year, the first round of the playoffs, is literally weeks away. I'm so pumped about it. I'm so excited.
It's awesome.
And let's get to the power play list real quick. At number five, it's the New Jersey Devils. Now, here's a team that was on a heater. They kind of slowed down a little bit, and now they're just staying nice and trim. They're right there. I like it. But they're not scaring anybody. You know, the thing is, they've accumulated their points. They're good. But a lot of people are saying it's going to be them and the Rangers in the first round already. It's kind of like predetermined. It's like a pay-per-view we're waiting to watch. It's kind of like Toronto and Tampa Bay, no difference. So it's kind of, I'm putting them at number five because they're still, you know, doing what they got to do. But I'm excited for this year's playoffs because we kind of already know some of the matchups already.
Yeah, if it is going to be a Jersey and Rangers, sorry to cut you off on your list. I'm really excited for that. Because then you get to see what both teams are really going to be about here.
Yes, I agree.
What, like, they're,
At number four, it's the Las Vegas Golden Knights. They're leading the Pacific. At number three, it's the LA Kings because they're also leading the Pacific. I like the Kings a little bit more because here's a team, a bunch of no-namers. They're kind of reminding me of the Vegas from a few years ago. Guys that you don't know, they traded that goalie. Oh, I don't know, the guy that Dimitri called maybe the steal of the last week's trade deadline. Little Jonathan Quick going to L.A. I would love to see these two go at it. I think this could be one of the coolest rivalries in hockey. The Vegas Knights and the L.A. Kings.
Yeah, you know what? Great point, actually.
Great, like, back-and-back series. You can have, like, the whole, like, you know, entourage of both fans going back and forth to these games.
High-profile celebrity cities.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep. It'd be good for the NHL to get these two to hate each other a lot. At number two, it's the Hurricanes. Like, this team just, you know, I was listening to a couple of podcasts the other day, and I'm telling you, every analyst now, now that the smoke has cleared, pardon me, and they've looked around and they're like, yeah, the Flames aren't what we thought they were, and Boston's actually better, way better than we think. It's the Hurricanes that everyone seems to want to hitch their wagon to. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? Some of us predicted that from the beginning.
What? And at number one, it's the Boston Bruins. This team went on another 10-game heater in the last 10 days. This team is crazy. They lost the other night, but still, this team cannot. Dimitri, I legitimately think they're going to win and have the best record of all time in the NHL.
You know what? They're cutting it close, though.
Yeah,
They're going to cut it close. And, man, that loss to Edmonton the other day, that didn't help.
I didn't. But here, you know what? I want them to get the record, but then at the other side of it, I also don't want to see them become a complete dud in the first round of the playoffs.
Right?
Well, we have the greatest record of all time, but we lost in the first round. Kind of like a team of Tampa Bay against Columbus from years ago.
Which someone called, by the way.
The shorthanded list. It's not a which team. It's a who. It's you, Connor McDavid. Yeah, that's right.
What?
So you're number one in scoring, you're number one in goals, you're number one by a mile this year, you're going to win the Hart. It's all day, every day. But this past week, you hit 124 points. And some huge analysts, guys, you know, not analysts, but statisticians, were looking at some of the stats that you've accumulated over the last little while. Do you realize, against your counterpart, the guy that everyone's comparing you to, that Mr. Wayne Gretzky, if you compare your 124, and you're probably going to hit around 135, maybe 140, you're still in 14th place all-time against Wayne Gretzky's all-time numbers. Listen, Connor, it's not me. It's the numbers that are saying it. You're number one on the shorthanded list.
Wow, that's a bold move.
Now, with that being said, you sent me an article this week written by Calgary Sun Steve Simmons. Got to quote him because this guy has been looking at the amazing, and by the way, everyone knows I'm joking. The Connor McDavid Show is literally a show, and it can be watched every night, almost every other night. He believes that the new Mount Rushmore of hockey should include Connor McDavid. I mean, that's four players. You're saying out of the entire NHL legacy, that he is now dubbing Connor McDavid without a Stanley Cup in the Mount Rushmore. Dimitri, thoughts?
This is the most ridiculous thing that I actually have ever seen. And this is the one thing I hate about sportscasters and writers and everyone that has to have a view just to, you know, it's funny. It's their version of getting likes. And they come up with the most stupidest thing on the planet. So on this Rushmore, correct me if I'm wrong, is Orr, Gretzky, Lemieux, and now McDavid.
That's his list.
Okay, okay. Probably, maybe, when it's all said and done, that might be it.
Correct.
How the hell can Connor McDavid, how can this guy who's a sports writer, is dedicating his life to writing and covering sports, truly put this guy ahead of even, in modern day, Sidney Crosby with three cups?
Good point.
Number one. Number two, I don't know, guys like, the list could be endless. Mark Messier,
pretty good.
Gordie Howe,
he's okay.
I mean, you know, I could go on and on and on and on about this list, but is this really who this guy has jumped and replaced because he's a point getter?
Yeah.
So if you want to talk point getters, then why aren't we talking about Jaromir Jagr?
Ah, there we go.
Inside that four, and this burns me when I see stuff like this, because it's like, man, how does this guy have a seat at the table to write the most stupidest Malakias? Great, he's having a great season. That's awesome. He hasn't even made a final appearance.
Right.
He doesn't even have a Stanley Cup. He doesn't even have anything to put. And when you're putting against Bobby Orr, Wayne Gretzky, and Mario Lemieux, you really think he's there?
You know, here's the thing. I'm in agreement with you that he can't be on the Mount Rushmore right now. I can see the point where he wants to put him on. This guy's just basically jumped the gun a little bit. Let's just call it what it is. He's jumped the gun. His daughter has brought him home, okay? Mr. Simmons here has a daughter. She's brought Connor home, okay? He's excited. Oh, my God, this is going to be the greatest son-in-law I've ever had. He's tall. He's brash. He's fast. He's good. But guess what? He still hasn't given you the ring to the daughter. So he's not really your son-in-law yet.
The point,
I'm with you, man. To be on the Mount Rushmore, you have to individually be just unbelievable. You have to be a good person. You got to be a good teammate. You got to have all those little accolades. But the one that has to be on there, I'm sorry, it just has to be. And it doesn't matter if it's from the 50s and the 60s. It doesn't matter if it's now. You need a Stanley Cup.
You got to win, man.
You got to win at least one. Being that we've dubbed in previous podcasts that the Stanley Cup, along with the World Cup, is the hardest trophy to ever win, just winning one is good enough. You know, when we get to the NFL,
I agree with that.
People give, like, Aaron Rodgers, who we'll talk about, and other people who only have one, a hard time. I still find that a little weird, but the point is, you in the NHL, one is more than enough. Is more than, if you have, like you said, Sidney, three, Gretzky, four, Messi, I think, has five. Yeah, I mean, now you're kind of just padding the stats, but you need one. You need one. And I really like your Mark Messier, because that's one that I never put on my list, but I think he might replace somebody on my list. And the Jagr absolutely has to be on the list, just for longevity. The guy's playing still. He had to come out of retirement because he owns a team in the Czech Republic. The team is a little sick with the COVID or the flu or whatever's going on lately. I'm not sure. He suited up, played, and scored. A guy in his 50s can still play.
Yeah, man.
You got to give it to the guy. You absolutely got to give it to the guy. So, yeah, Mount Rushmore, Mr. Simmons, you might have jumped the gun a little bit with the Connor McDavid. It's okay. I get it. You got a little excited. You want to be the first one to say, see, I told you.
You Jake Pauled.
But what would you say that he retires next year? Not just because he's doing the Andrew Luck. He just says, I'm good. I've done my thing.
Yeah.
Can't put him on the Mount Rushmore. I mean, you want to, but you can't.
Yeah. It's over. It's done.
Sorry. From there, let's go over to the NFL. So the NFL, Super Bowl's done. That was awesome. NFL Combine just happened. It's one of my favorite things. I love, like, turning it on, just watching guys run 40 meters and jumping up as high as they can, which really doesn't make any sort of – to me, I don't get why you're doing these kinds of drills when, yes, in football you run fast, yes, but jumping here and there, like, why a lineman has to jump as high up as he can makes no sense to me whatsoever.
I know.
So the Combine, I like watching because it gives you an insight into what's happening.
Do you know how they could improve and change the Combine?
Sure.
Honestly, just turn it into American Gladiator.
Now you're onto something.
Right, or the Ninja Warrior game.
Yes.
But go, I like, hey, American Gladiators. Like, you, if you can get through the Eliminator.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
I agree. And you have to get the old school people, like Laser.
Yeah, you got to
get those guys back. Shooting guns and.
Laser.
Yeah. But, like, even if they're 60 or 70 years old right now.
Blaze.
In those spandex. You're like, boom.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Yes. I agree. What I'm saying, with the gun at the top where
couldn't
you have to go
more.
Through the.
Yeah, it's the combine's a little weird, but with that being said, I still enjoy watching it. It's kind of fun. And then you got NFL, free agency is just happening right now. All the awards are all the contracts and who's getting the franchise tag and who's not is coming out. Quick hit, it just happened yesterday. The Chicago Bears had the number one draft pick. They gave it to Carolina, who was sitting at number nine. What does Carolina get? Well, pardon me, what did Chicago, who gave up the number one draft pick, get? They got the number nine pick, the number 61 pick, a first rounder next year, a second rounder in 2025, and DJ Moore for the first rounder. This is what I've been talking about, the Connor McDavid stuff.
Yeah.
Look at what they got, and they already got their franchise quarterback last year in Justin Fields. Now they get the nine, the 61. Next year's first round, they're going to have two first round draft picks next year. Chicago, hey. This is a good showing to everyone. Great players are great, but look what they can get you in the free market. All right, with that being said, we got to jump over to Baltimore. Let's talk about it. It's Lamar Jackson. In 2018, 2019, the guy wins the MVP award, okay, on a rookie contract. Fast forward a couple of years. Now he's at a position where he should be making NFL quarterback money, okay?
Right.
The Baltimore Ravens last year said, hey, before we get to that year five, which is that essential, we like you, we don't like you, we tag you, we don't tag you, let's talk. They couldn't come to an agreement. Baltimore finally says, all right, let the season, I think it was actually Lamar said, okay, season starting, I don't want to talk about it. Lamar starts off super hot, then kind of tailed off towards the end and got hurt and ends the season that way. Baltimore loses in the first round of the playoffs, boom, 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 we move on.
How are you doing?
The franchise tag era comes up, and he gets the non-exclusive franchise tag. What does that mean? It means that he's going to get a guaranteed $32.4 million should he want to play, but other teams can now negotiate. Normally, when you get the franchise tag put on you, you're getting the equivalence of what the top-rated quarterbacks are getting, which is around the $40 million mark, okay? They didn't want to give him that. They said, we're giving you $32. The door is open for you to come play, but if another team offers you better, we can match it, or you can leave. And that's where Lamar Jackson is as of right now, Dimitri. Thoughts on Lamar and Baltimore? I mean, not coming up with a number.
All this shows me
is,
where do I start with this? But all this shows me, Mitch, is that Baltimore is an organization that says, hey, you have to have some accountability as well.
Right.
You are not worth that money because you haven't done anything for us when we've needed you to do it for us.
Yeah.
So no, your price is this, and I like that they're standing firm. You could go into the age of entitlement that we live in, that just because you do well and that you deserve money. The only thing that I'll side with Lamar Jackson on is this. When you see Dak Prescott getting it, it's a tough pill to swallow that you're not.
Yeah.
And then there's the other part where you look and you say, well, why wouldn't they give me the money? Mahomes is in KC.
Right.
Burrows is in Cincy. I mean, you know, Allen's in Buffalo.
Right.
They got to keep me if they want a chance.
That's right.
And I just, all in all, I love what the Ravens are doing. This is an organization that says, hey, you have to be accountable for what you want. We would have given you the money, but why can't you take us winning season after winning season to at least a championship game?
Right.
Sorry.
I am kind of on your boat, man. Like, but it's a little bit of a black eye on the NFL as well, because you got a guy who during his rookie campaign, you know, his rookie contract.
Now, did he win me a fantasy football pool?
Yeah,
of course.
Exactly.
Am I indebted to him for that? Yes.
Here's a guy that during his first 5 years in the NFL won an MVP, terrorized defenders. Like, defenders have never seen this matrix of a player before, right? Now, over the last few years, and I was kind of his biggest kind of critic because I didn't like the way he passed the ball. And I've always said it. I'm like, NFL teams, and especially the defenses and the coaches, are too smart. They're going to figure this out. And I think they kind of have. And to your point,
I think the
Baltimore management says, you are amazing in so many ways, but you're still lacking in so many ways. And this is what we're going to do. We're looking around the league, and man, there's a lot of teams that are good, and they're good without quarterback, like superstar quarterbacks, i.e. Tennessee, Ryan Tannehill, for example. You got a Derrick Henry. You got a good offensive line. You got a decent defense. And they still were competitive. And you know what I mean? Like, it's. I think what's happening is Baltimore is one of those teams out of the 32 that says it's not the quarterback that wins you the championship. It's the whole team. Where there's other teams, like you said, Dallas and Kansas City, that will say, no, it's the quarterback. So what happened here is Lamar has now fallen to a bluff of all bluffs. This is a Phil Ivey bluff of all bluffs. Yeah. And right now at 32.4, you can't wink your eye and go, oh, poor Lamar. I mean, still $32.4 million to play quarterback. It's more than what you were making before. But to your point, again, all of a sudden he looks down the list and Daniel Jones is making more money than you, who just signed a $40 million contract. It's hard to, like, say that Baltimore is doing the right thing when you see things like that. Geno Smith getting re-signed to some big money, mainly incentive money, but still big money. I don't know.
He's at the wrong organization for it.
Right.
You got to remember, this is a team that won their Super Bowl with Joe Flacco.
That's right.
A team that won their Super Bowl and built their legacy off defense.
Right.
Okay? And the run game a bit. But more all intents purposes, when you think Baltimore, the first words that come out of anyone's mouth is Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
Okay?
100%.
And Harbaugh. Yep. Harbaugh, Lewis. Those are the first two things that come out. Okay. So he's in the wrong organization for what he wants.
Right.
Baltimore also, when you talk about someone who's given the pre-Madonna, and I didn't think about this, but this is the greatest segue that I'm about to do right now for what we want to talk about. But you're dealing with Lamar Jackson, who's a bit of a pre-Madonna and has been outspoken and let's not forget, publicly tried to handcuff the team last year,
right,
being open about this.
Uh-huh.
So now Baltimore looks across into the NFC and says, huh, there's a team over there that dealt with the prima donna, that gave them the money, signed them the max, and a year later they still got problems and they didn't even make the playoffs in the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
They're not stupid.
Right.
They see what's happening
here. I'm telling you, man. This is what I'm saying.
So you know what, Lamar? Guess what? I will pay a $30 million quarterback and try to find a Ray Lewis, then give you 40 and hope for the best.
That's exactly what I
think.
Yeah, you just happen to be on a team that believes the other side of the coin.
That's it.
That's all it's about.
That's it. It's a culture thing.
And speaking of, and thank you for bringing it up, let's talk about the guy that we've been holding off on him a little bit. So he goes into the dark camp or whatever to do his ayahuasca, whatever this thing, and the psychedelic anyways. He needs 4 days to unwind and figure out his life and whatever. This week, it's been reported that the New York Jets have flown him in and said, hey, come to New York. We want to talk to you. Thoughts on Aaron Rodgers, and it looks like it's happening, that he might end up going to the New York Jets. God hope. But your thoughts on a little Aaron Rodgers, at least moving out of Green Bay. It looks like it.
Look, the time in Green Bay, I think, now is finished. Mm. With the exception of if he decides that he wants to take a little less money,
right,
to bolster the team for the next few years.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's leaving. I think it's pretty much a lock that he's leaving. The Jets is the wrong team for him to want to go to. At this stage of his career, like, Rodgers, why would you go and want to be? Why would you go and want to be on a team that's rebuilding when you have a team intact that's got some really good pieces and all they need is a couple more if you want to win the Super Bowl? All this shows me, Mitch, is much like Lamar, there are not a lot of teams that Rodgers thought out there that want to give him that money.
Well, he turns 40 this week, I think, or this in the next few weeks, he turns 40, okay? Number one. Number two, Dimitri, he's a guy that's not just 40, he's four-time MVP, he's going to have a big price tag. So if you're, and then what's bigger than his price tag? His ego. And so, I mean, when you think about it, New York is actually maybe the only place that can harbor him. But what I find absolutely hilarious of the whole thing is, how many years did you sit behind Favre? 3 years before you started kind of getting bitchy and getting a little mad. And then Favre goes, yeah, you know what? Let the guy go. I'm going to go to New York and I'm going to the Jets. How do you want us to take you serious when you're following Favre the same way?
And then after the Jets,
yeah,
you're just going to go to the Vikings. We got
I
it.
I swear to
we
God,
got it.
Man.
We got the playbook.
It would be so funny if that actually happened.
If that actually happened, that'd be brutal. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't understand why Baltimore and Green Bay just do a one-for-one.
What's my notes right here? What does it say right here?
Seriously?
What does it say
right
here?
I took my glasses off. I can't see.
What? I literally was saying to myself, okay, he goes to the Jets. I didn't have him going to Baltimore.
It's creepy.
He goes to the Jets.
It's creepy, you and
I. But I said to myself, Lamar Jackson coming to Green Bay. What an interesting little paradigm that would be. Because then I'm thinking about the actual games. Him and Justin Fields two times a year going at it. That'd be kind of fun to watch, man.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how we do it, but we do it. Dude, I like the idea of Lamar coming to Green Bay. Give him the money. Let's see what we can do. Because we got no wide receivers to pass to anyway, so might as well run the ball.
Totally.
Now, with Aaron Rodgers going to New York, I will say this. New York Jets are kind of, you know, they got some great talent. They got,
they're up and coming.
They are up and coming.
There's no question.
And if Aaron does what he can do, which is two things, just be quiet and be the leader on the field that we know you can be, this Jets team might be pretty good. They could compete with the Buffalo. They're talented enough. The New England, I mean, you're going to go up against Belichick now twice a year. You're going up against Buffalo twice a year. I don't know if this is the greatest move to my counterpart's reaction. I agree. I think the Jets are kind of the wrong team. But it sounds like it's that the Raiders. The Raiders could be a good little fit, but then you're taking on Mahomes twice, Herbert twice, Russell Wilson, not the biggest deal. But the point is, that'd be kind of fun. So yeah. I'm kind of cheering for the Raiders.
The Raiders, to me, is the smart money because at least it's a game-time ready team.
Yeah.
And when you get a guy like Aaron, like, I told you, hey, just hey. Win. What'd
hey.
I tell you?
What'd you say?
What'd you say about your Derek Carr? What'd I tell you about your Derek Carr?
Just wait.
What'd I tell you?
Oh, he went to New Orleans.
New Orleans is now sinking.
They got. You know what's funny? They are loving. They're loving the Derek Carr out there.
Listen, it's you know what? He might do well.
Listen, you got to go where somebody loves you.
You do. You do. Look, Rodgers should go to Vegas. It's a game-time ready team.
Yeah.
It doesn't scare me that they're in a division like that. That's fine. Like, they can compete with them if they have the right quarterback. Because, quite frankly, Derek Carr just sunk that team all the way into the ground. Okay, yeah, they got the receivers. They got the runners.
Yeah.
They have a respectable defense. The coaching, I thought, maybe was suspect at times, but whatever. At least it's a guy with experience.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And an offensive guy who would let a guy like Aaron Rodgers just run his show, which is something that Aaron wants. Like, it's almost a perfect marriage. And if you're the Raiders, why would you not just spend some extra money because you got that 2-3 year window with this guy, with a team like that, and just be done with it?
Right.
Because you're going to have to blow this team up anyways. Okay. The Jets, I'm looking at this and saying, why would you want to go to the Jets when if you're going to go to that division?
Mm-hmm.
Get to Miami.
So Miami signed yesterday. They're giving Tua his 20-something million dollars. They're picking up his tab. So Miami now is out of the contention.
But Miami should have went and said, Tua, you got a concussion, baby. Let's leave you for a bit. Let's work on it here. We're going to bring this guy in. Could you imagine Rodgers and Hill? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it would be pretty scary.
That's
a good point.
But I don't know. The Jets, why would you want to go and rebuild? Why? If you're going to go somewhere like – You know where Rodgers should go? He should be thinking about going to places like Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
He should have been the guy to go to New Orleans. He should have been the guy to jump into Arizona.
Right.
Or guess what, you dummy? San Fran, where you're from.
Yeah. That's the one that a lot of people are still saying is still maybe up for discussion.
Vegas and San Fran is a Super Bowl ticket.
Yeah, absolutely. The San Fran is
San
like,
Fran, 100%.
You're right there. Yeah, I mean,
100%.
You legitimately have everything else around you.
Mm-hmm.
They were literally, I wouldn't even call, Brock last year when he got hurt, I mean, the poor guy, Brock Purdy, he was right there, man. He doesn't get hurt. I think they take on Philly, and dare I say they win the Super Bowl. So, yeah, if you're one player away, there's kind of nobody better than Aaron Rodgers at that position right now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, Larry, make it happen.
Come on, Larry. Hey.
Hey.
I thought you were the Swiss Greek.
Hey, forget about it. From there, we go to Rapid Bet.
Wow.
Nick Cannon is filming a reality show where women are competing to be Nick's next baby's mama. Has society died?
No, I'm already tuning in.
I wonder, like, what did he do? Like, obstacle course
What's
again?
The name
like,
of the show? Nick's Cannon?
Nick's Cannon. The WWE reportedly in talks with the states of Colorado and Michigan to allow betting on their WWE events and matches. Thoughts?
Oh, what? This is great.
Like, okay. We used to be closet. We're out of the closet. We love our WWEs and AEWs and all that stuff. But the one thing we're especially after we commentated a live event, the matches are real. Meaning, like, they're getting body slammed. They're falling off the sides. It's hurt.
But the outcome is pretty.
Exactly.
It's
so
pretty sad.
And we've said that that's kind of a thing. So I don't know. Like, if they do this, does that mean wrestling's real now? Is this like K-Fab? Like, I don't understand what's happening here.
This is so dumb.
I'm so confused with this stuff.
So dumb. You know what the worst part is?
Yeah.
People that are good. Like, if you're betting WWE and you're constantly losing, like, don't bet. You suck.
You're horrible. You're horrible. Honey, what's wrong? I bet the mortgage on Roman Reigns to retain his title. The bloodline. I swear they'll come through. What do you mean this parlay doesn't pay because it's a disqualification? I got the Rams. I got the Bills. I got the Packers. And I got
Brock
the next day. I got
Lesnar.
The next day winning.
The New Day.
They're called.
The next day.
The next day, the New Day, the Dawn, the Judgment Day. You got every day in the WWE.
Oh, God.
And one last thing. Hey, AEW. I saw that MJF won the championship the other day. Like, he's had it, and then he won the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Did he get run over by a bus? Did you see the highlights of his face?
Oof. Like, he doesn't look good, man.
He looked horrible.
He doesn't look good.
He literally looked like he won the match, and he's like, I'm just going to get some air. I'm going to step outside. And the bus creamed him, and then he had a press conference right after. He's got the one crutch, and he's like walking.
It's Jablonski! Jablonski!
So funny. Berlin is allowing anyone to go topless at any time at any public pool. Da idea or meh idea.
Now that's an Oktoberfest.
That's not bad. Honey, I forgot my top. It's okay. It's all right.
We're going to Germany.
In 1992, Team USA Dream Team, number one, never took a timeout during the Olympic medal run. Pretty cool or no shit.
You think?
Oh, hey, Team Angola, we got to slow down this dream team. Call a timeout.
Yeah.
Call a timeout.
Jordan, time. Guys, listen. I know it's the fourth quarter. There's 5 minutes left. We're up by 60. But this is where games are lost.
Guys, I feel like the intensity is not what it was a second ago. Just pull it down a little, guys. Come on.
You know, Isaiah Thomas could have been here. Okay? I want everyone to know.
Isaiah begged me to be on this team. I said no, because I knew Bird can run the whole fourth quarter. So hilarious. Like, I saw this come up, and I'm like,
who cares?
Yeah, but I just think it was the funniest thing. It's like, yeah, no doubt, man.
Yeah.
Who would call? Like, can you imagine, if you're coaching that dream team?
Yeah.
What?
No, dude.
Oh, we won?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, Jordan sub. Yeah,
where are we again?
Yeah.
Barcelona? All right, last one. The Miami Dolphins are picking up the tab for Tua, 5-year option. Many think that Lamar is on his way there. What did Lamar do that was so bad that Baltimore will not give him the money?
Speak on a microphone.
Yeah, serious. Honest to God. Like, Tua, to your point a minute ago, and I forgot I had it on Rapid Banter, Tua had, he had two very noticeable concussions, maybe more, and they're willing to give him the money.
Yeah.
But Lamar, who's won the MVP race, doesn't get the money. Daniel Jones gets the money.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's a tough organization.
It's a tough team.
It's a tough team.
It's Maga Malaka time. Here we go. So we mentioned it. Things are being legalized in Colorado and Michigan that maybe shouldn't be legalized, like WWE betting. So it begs the question, what should be legalized?
Oh,
you ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Hard drugs, right off the bat, we're going hard. Hard drugs. Magar Malaka.
Talk about easy one over the plate. You just threw a fastball.
Hey.
Malaka, come on.
Hey.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Like, jokes are joke. Come on.
Hey, get serious.
Hey, cocaine on every corner? Come
no.
on. What is this?
Even marijuana is a gateway drug.
Hey, you know what?
Hey.
That's not true. That's not true.
Yes, it is.
I know what you're doing.
Yes, it is.
I know what you're doing.
I know what you're doing. Because I know what you're doing.
This one's been coming up lately. This one's been coming up. Child labor. Malaka. Now, I have a thing with this one.
Let me add
it. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me add
it. Yeah, go.
Yeah, it should be legalized. You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because guys like Mitch and I that have to work at every Greek restaurant from the age of 5 to whatever for free.
For free.
Do you know how much employment insurance and CPP we could have been paying into?
Shut up.
Okay, old age security,
all
that. Yeah. No, I do want it on the books.
Yeah.
I want to get paid.
100%. Child labor. Now, granted, maybe like have a limit, like 7 years old.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
You know, they can windle a knife a little bit. You know what I mean? But
listen.
Come on.
Nowadays, in today's,
come on.
Listen, in today's society, there's a lot of kids out there that I can tell you be well-suited to put in some method,
wouldn't
real,
be the worst thing.
Real hours.
That's right. Wouldn't
a little
be the
discipline.
Worst. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
responsibility.
You know what? In junior high, you should learn how to do, like, a couple jobs. Like, there should be, like,
agreed.
Like, okay. In junior high, it's job week or job month.
Exactly.
Okay, week one, you're gonna dig a trench. You're doing landscaping. Okay.
You're building a frame.
You're framing a frame. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, I agree with you. I'm like actually serious.
Like real.
Can we
work.
Bring this up on the Greek show?
Yes.
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 You gotta work for it.
Driving without a license.
Malaka.
What?
Yeah, Malaka.
I'm gonna say this, Maga, and I'll tell you why. Okay. You go to other countries.
Like, you're saying you don't need to get a license?
Yeah, I don't think you really need a license to drive. Like, listen, man, if you suck at driving, you'll find out pretty quick, you know? Like, I don't want to see anyone get killed. But what I'm saying is, even people with licenses are getting into accidents. So what's the use of the license?
Yeah, you want to add more?
But people getting hurt and getting killed, it doesn't matter if you have your license or not. I'm just saying, I know what you mean, but at the same time, this is just to, like...
There's got
to
be some screen.
Maybe.
Okay.
But I've seen kids in the middle of Kordafia in the fields and stuff like that. They'll drive around tractors all day. You think they got a license for that? Hell no.
I get that. But a motorized vehicle downtown, you're telling me it's bad enough how it is. You want to add that extra contingent more that doesn't even want to try to learn? They just get in a car and go?
Yeah. I hear what
you're
saying.
I'm right.
Okay, fine. Okay. Counting cards. Maga or Malaka?
Yeah, Maga. Look, that's a skill. If you can do it, that should be yes.
If you're at the casino and you're counting cards and they catch you, they shouldn't drag you out. They're like, hey, you're going into this room with the other
Get better dealers.
Or go into a room where you're all card counting.
That's
that would be hilarious.
Oh my God.
Watching like five guys around the horn trying to like all like count the cards. And let's say they're all in sync. They're like this.
By the way.
Wait a minute.
By the way, you know what I hate? When you go play blackjack. Like, I'm not a blackjack aficionado by no means.
Right.
But I hate when you go and you play blackjack and you have those people that are like, oh no, don't do that. Oh, don't do that. Like, listen, man, it's a communal game. Okay. I don't care what's in your pocket.
Right.
I'm not here to do what the table does. I'm trying to pay myself.
Trying to win.
Yeah. So I will hit.
Yeah. Hit me.
Hit me.
Hit me.
Hit me again. Take
name
this.
Name of the podcast. Hit me.
So it's either hit me or I was going to say, what did we talk about where it was premature?
Wet dreams.
No.
What? Well, I don't know.
That's also a good name. I'll think of it.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. Here's second last one. Radar detectors. Maga or Malaka?
Maga, yeah.
Again, you're very like down the line guy. I didn't realize this about you.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like you want to follow all the rules.
No, I thought you meant radar detectors in my car to detect the police radar.
No, like them using it on you.
Oh, them using it on me.
Yeah.
No, Malaka, I don't like the
radar
detector.
Malaka.
Yeah.
They're cheating.
They are cheating.
They're hitting you from like 300 meters away.
I thought you meant a radar detector, like if I was in my car so I can slow down.
Right.
Because, okay.
Ah, no, that's a win, sure.
Yeah.
But that's why we have to have them.
You know what I hate?
If they didn't have them, we won't need them.
No. Listen, you're speeding. I want the police chase.
I want the chase.
Listen here, copper. Put in the work.
Yeah.
Put in the work.
What was all those years of training for?
Yeah, what was it for?
What, to write a ticket?
You know, back in the day, you had to be a traffic
I'm a cop.
Hey, you want my ticket? Right here. Right here. Right here. Come on. You want your ticket? Your ticket's right here.
Last one. So I was perusing the nets yesterday, and I go, okay, what are things that are legal? Obviously, there's one in here that I'm not going to show because everyone knows which one I'm talking about in Amsterdam. It's
Maga.
Very popular. Exactly. But here's one. Apparently, it's illegal to do, and I think it's horrible. I think we should do something about it. It's owning a tank. You're not allowed to own a tank.
That's not right.
That's not right.
It's a motorized vehicle.
I agree.
Who are you to tell me?
Yeah.
Hold on. So you mean that I can have a Ford Econoline?
Right.
Hybrid molester van going the streets and I can't drive a tank?
Can't have a tank?
That's what you should outlaw. That's the van.
Yeah, the van. Good point. Yeah. If you're not in some commercial work, you're an electrician, a plumber, you are not allowed to own a van. Yeah. You can't own a van
You can't own a van.
Like, what do you need it for?
Yeah, what do you want? What do you do with the van? What do you do with the van?
You legitimately are a creeper if you have a van, right?
Yeah, well, you can't get a pedophile van.
You, like, who goes and says, honey, we should really get, well, is there seats in the back? No.
It's just
empty.
I saw someone driving a van the other day going to work. And I'm looking at them, I'm like, that's a big van.
That's a big van.
For recreational use.
Now, if you're living in the van, prove to me that you have a mattress back there and you're living in it.
Maybe a studio, maybe, you know, something. But no.
Inflation's real. I get it.
No.
But no.
Yeah, I agree.
You got to, like, really have your ducks in a row if you want a van.
You got to have your ducks in a row.
You know what I mean? It's a big responsibility.
It's a big commitment. It's a big commitment. It's a lot of, you know, that's like 200 square feet
right.
A vehicle.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. There it is. Smug and Malacca.
I mean, you better be smuggling people at the very least.
I would like to think so.
If I'm smuggling people, I probably, you know what?
If
no, actually, I don't want the van.
You don't, yeah. Are you a coyote? That's what they're called, I think. The people that smuggle people in.
That's what they call
them. They're called the coyotes.
Coyotes, yes. If I was smuggling people across the border, what kind of vehicle would I have?
Well, it depends. You know what? I think if you do it where you have like a nice car, follow me on this, like a Lamborghini.
Me and you are on the same page
right here.
I would do something like, I would probably get, let's say, like, you know, something, you know, really down the line, like a Hyundai.
Yeah.
You're right, like something a little more, like an Acura.
Right.
There you go.
It's not about the quantity, it's about the quality.
Yes.
If you can guarantee the people that you can get three over the border or whatever you're going to do, then three is better than zero.
Well, you know? I'd rather tell people that I'm smuggling at a near 100% accuracy. Mm-hmm. Up the price,
right?
Lower the quantity.
Gotcha.
Right, because that way, like, if I'm driving through the border,
up the price,
lower the quantity.
No.
Lower the quantity.
Lower the quantity.
The quality's high.
Quality's higher.
Yes. See, I would get a Nissan Maxima.
Nice.
And they say, okay, here's some respectable guy, pretty clean cut, just coming on the border, you know. And I would make it look like we're just a family.
Yeah.
Ourselves.
All right.
I agree. You know, I'd be very picky if I was, you know, but they get greedy, right?
Yeah, they
get greedy.
Well, I get it.
You know, like if you're driving a Datsun with a bunch of haystacks behind it.
Right.
They're going to look.
They're suspicious.
I'd look.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're going to look. Yeah.
And if you have a van.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you look?
It's interesting, isn't it?
You're begging to get looked.
I watch that border control sometimes on TV, right? Yeah. Like, I'll see. Some people are dumb. Like, just dumb. Like, you think, like, because you've had... Like, there's certain things, like, when you go on a trip, you should really look into. Like, do you have a record? And if you do, will that country allow you to come? Why would you go on an 8-hour trip to end up going, sorry, we can't accept you, you gotta go back? Like, talk about a colossal waste of time.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Speaking of colossal coming and Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Listen, I almost forgot. We're getting into it now. We'll get back to the van. Episode 250. Thank you very much. Remember, Sports Show, at Sports Show Podcast, The Sports Show TV on the YouTube. Please hit the subscribe button. Thank you very much. Amy, we love you. You're the best. Thank you for everything that you do for the YouTube channel. Episode 250, one for the books. We got to shove it in the locker because we do still got to hit the showers.
Boom. Last thing. Last night, I'm watching the Flames game.
Okay.
Losing to Anaheim. Was that it? Was that the nail in the coffin?
That's, you know what? How do you go from having a game against?
Yeah.
A game of games against, you know, the with the Minnesota, you know, playing these teams. And then you get to Anaheim where You know, because with Minnesota, it was that controversial offside,
yes.
and they end up coming back and they win the game. You're thinking, okay, they've been playing really well lately too. Maybe there's a momentum. When you get to Anaheim,
yeah,
you got to believe at home.
At home, yeah.
That you got to win that game.
And
that hurt.
And to say you lost by 4 was a shootout, to lose 2-1 / 3-1 because of the empty netter, man, those are that's like a shot to the, I think that was the kill shot yesterday. I really do.
I believe it too. But you know, Mitch, here's what's the crazy part. I was looking at the standings before the game. And sadly enough, like, Minnesota went on a nice little run.
Yeah,
there.
They
like just said, we were talking about how they're punching their ticket.
Absolutely.
But you know what? The Flames, in their infinite garbage of a season, have a chance.
They're right there. But the problem is, Dimitri, even 4 points. You got to remember, like, everyone's almost equal games right now, right?
I know.
You have to go on. The only way they get in, I'm dead serious, is at least a minimum 7-game heater.
Yes.
That's it. And that's still not 100%.
You're right about it. Because then you look at the other. I mean, who are they battling right now? Really, they're battling Colorado.
It's Colorado, Winnipeg.
And Winnipeg.
Yeah, that's it.
Winnipeg, I'm stunned that they're even there. But then again, I see that division.
Yeah, they're tough, man. I mean, Dallas is, we called it with the Max Domi pickup. That team is starting to separate now.
But yeah, Calgary? Oh, man. Anaheim? It's the worst team in the West. Close to. Like, what are we doing?
He's the same. Connor Bedard.
Bedard.
See ya. Gotta go order some glasses.